it low? Should I bite my tongue? Or should I march with every stranger from Twitter to get shit done? Used to hang my head low, now I hear it loud. Every stranger from Twitter is gonna burn this down.
From a studio that doesn't have the same sort of view as the last one recorded in, but the washroom does have hot water. Welcome to Season 7, Episode 13 of the Sense Columns for Friday, April 12th, 2019. I'm Cardinal, and with me are Pan and Canuck, as usual. We're here to look back at the end of this, look back at the end of the season, and also look forward as to where we're going from here. Boys, is this actually spring? Dare we hope?
Well, I'm going to change my tires tomorrow, so we're good for another two storms.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a couple of people at work bitching about that. Oh, I already took my tires off. I'm like, it's your April. Fault. You're an idiot.
Should have looked at the weather. Yeah, I've got to do that too. Just think it's going to rain tomorrow, thank God.
Oh, yeah?
Just to clean the streets, right?
I got to clean the mud off the back of my car. I'm going to leave it outside, I guess.
It's fine.
But, oh, yeah. Yeah, might be a spring, finally. Anything good?
Still have
the season's over.
Yeah.
Anything for so that is a good thing.
Okay, no, we'll get to that in a second. Anything else? Anything interesting? I had an interesting weekend last weekend.
Okay.
I was up at the cottage because I could be. And there's a lot of snow up there still. A lot. It looks like here 6 weeks ago. The snow, I break through the crust and I still have snow past my knees. That's how much snow there is up there. But it's not really good for snowmobiling anymore. So I got the opportunity to do something I've never done before. We tapped a bunch of trees and I made maple syrup.
Mm. Nice. Most Canadian thing you can do.
Exactly. And I brought you some.
Yes! I didn't think I'd be allowed.
The maple syrup challenge.
Ooh.
There you go.
Oh wow. Do we have to drink this?
No.
I've been having it
on my toast in the morning.
I'll be having my toast in this.
I bet you this would go good in liquor.
It might. I took, we had about 70 liters of sap and I ended up, I don't have all of it. A lot of it wasn't mine. I was just the boiler.
Yeah, there's a lot.
We ended up with about 7 liters of syrup. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you like it. I've had very good feedback on it so far. Well, yeah.
I would be diabetic if I didn't.
I was of two minds. I'm like, he can control himself. And then I realized who I was talking about.
But even if that, I was like, I'm not making it worse because it's going to happen anyway.
I was going to say, I'm not responsible, you know.
Guns don't kill people.
That's right.
Diabetes kills people.
High-speed bullets do.
That's what comes out of the gun. Well, unless you're Steven Seagal, I seem to recall a movie where he took a gun and took the clip out and took the slide off and said, see, now I'm going to kill you with this, and just stuck it right in him. Can't remember what movie it was, but anyway.
You got to clean the gun.
You'd have to clean it up after that, that's for sure. Yeah. Anywho, no, making maple syrup was fun. I was up most of the night, but it was a lot of fun. I quite enjoyed it.
You just downed that.
It's delicious.
Not the maple syrup for the listener.
No, but tonight's broadcast is brought by a number of things, the first of which... from a local distillery in Perth, Ontario, Reunion Moonshine, the same as we had back at the beginning of the season, but this is the maple version, which has got a lower alcohol content than the moonshine I tried to kill Pan with. This is really good, though.
I probably won't.
Oh, okay.
It's tasty as all get out.
All right, let's try this out.
Cheers.
Clink.
Clink.
Shredder.
I still remember that one. That's from season 7.
Yeah.
Season 7, episode 24, I think it was. Mm-mm. Scintillating radio. Oh, damn, that's good. Oh, come now. It's only 30. It's only 60 proof. It's not 100. The other one. Anywho... All right. Well, if nobody's got anything else to talk about, quick housekeeping, we can get started. The email address is podcast@sensecollapse.com. the forums are at sendscallops.com. No more game threads, but there is a thread about the playoffs and a few other things still going on. The waiver wire, sponsored by our friends at Versature, is 1-844-SCU-SENS. False start.
Burn it down. Oh, that's what you're going with? Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, I figured, you know, there's no real game on, right?
There's nothing left to burn.
Well,
except you, well, unless you're in the byword market today. Say,
except you and a bit of moonshine. Dude, huh? There was quite a substantial fire in the building right next to the studios for TSN Radio and CTV Ottawa and a few other things.
Yeah. What did we lose? Victoria Trattoria.
And there's a Starbucks in that building. Now, that's the building that used to be Stony Mondays, isn't it?
Well, there's the years ago, the fish market.
Before that, and it was Stony Mondays, I think. Oh. I'm going back to my university years. That's a long time ago. I realized that.
Was that in color?
Yes. It was in color. Living color. They were hot back
then. In Living Color was on it like
that? No, the band, not the show.
There was a band called In Living Color?
Called Living Color, yeah. Anywho. Okay.
So a good part of the market burned down.
Too. Yeah, it was quite the fire too, actually, from what I was seeing on TV at one point. I was like, okay, that's something.
Listen to that sound.
Oh, we need the coasters. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Why are drinks making so much noise? Because we don't have our, what was it, the World Cup of Hockey? That's what these are from?
Oh, that goes really well following up with the maple.
I would imagine that's quite the change of flavor to go from maple moonshine to a Rattler.
Grapefruit.
Woohoo! Yeah, it's like Rattlers are supposed to be sweet. I forgot about the use of a microphone.
Did you just shake that can?
I put it in the paint shaker.
That's Rattle.
Grapefruit Rattler. Oh, okay, this sounds interesting.
They're all grapefruit Rattlers.
That's true. Oh, I'm all discombobulated. Right. So now, how about some hockey talk? Okay. Maybe. End of the season? You want to start with that?
Thank God.
I didn't make
it. What a freaking nightmare.
I didn't make it to the last game of the season.
It was full. It was near full, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's the last game of the season. It always is.
Is it? Yeah.
People want the contest. I think there was
a lot of ticket giveaways, probably.
Ticket discounts and whatnot.
But it was kind of neat to see after this season, to see, whoa, this is full.
Yeah, and I was really hoping that the game would be meaningful. It was not.
Yeah.
It wasn't a particularly good game, I don't think, either, was it?
And also with that good thing that it wasn't meaningful. Meaningful in the way that Columbus, if they would have lost the previous game, Ottawa could have knocked them out of the playoffs with a Montreal win, which I think that they did win.
Yeah, Columbus had already sealed before this game ever started.
So there was no point. Because I'm sure most fans wanted it to mean something.
Yeah.
It's really hard. They wanted it to, but I mean, it's really difficult to have a last game of the season that means something, unless you're on
I remember 2015.
I was going to say the Hamburglar run. Yeah.
Oh.
But that wasn't the last game of the season.
Yeah, well,
Pittsburgh game here. But the game after
it was Fan Appreciation Night.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I remember that.
Yeah, because they went to Philly.
After that, that's right.
But I don't even think they needed to win that.
They didn't need to win that one to get in the playoffs, but winning that one changed their positioning, didn't it? It took them out of 8th into 7th or something? I'd have to go back and look.
But
I do remember that Fan Appreciation. Mark Stone again. The immortal words of...
That was one of the best experiences.
Yeah, that was quite the game.
That was the best experience that I had in a regular season game.
I remember that too, because the game before... I think I had my family, and it was one that went to overtime. We won in overtime to kind of keep the streak going, and it was like, how could you ever get better than this? And I decided to go to the next game, and then we were down 3-1. I thought, why did I come back? I should have left on that high note, and buckle up.
Crosby scores in the first, 18 seconds of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite the roller coaster, that one. True. So this one wasn't that, but... I'm glad you guys had fun at it.
So sad.
That was four years ago. Yeah. I was up at the cottage that weekend. I put the game on briefly, but I was out in the sugar shack, so I couldn't really listen to it. We didn't have a radio out there.
That's why Mark Stone's old now, but that's okay because the young kids will want to stay.
You see, you were being so positive five minutes ago.
I'm repeating what they're telling us.
Yeah, but it's the accent you're using, or the emphasis.
Mark Stone's old now. But the kids are going to want to stay.
They will. When this team wins.
Why wouldn't you? How did we do last year? 30th? Yeah. How did we do this year?
31st?
Oh.
Nowhere to go but up.
Well, it's all torn down, so they get their opportunity. There's a lot more opportunity for them now. We'll get to that in a little bit, because I did want to talk about what you think this team might look like next year. But, end of the season? Okay, I think we've pretty much covered that, right?
Yeah.
He says, that wasn't sarcasm.
It's just a thud. It's a thud.
So, let's go on to some better news. Last Tuesday, just earlier this week, was the draft lottery, and everyone was going, okay, so here we go. Here's Colorado getting our first pick overall because they have our first round draft pick, and we're the last team in the league, and blah, 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 blah. And sure to shoot, and the 50% odds came up over the 18% odds. There was a 50% chance that Colorado would fall to fourth, and there was an 18% chance that they would get the first overall, and 50% won. And they fell to fourth, which is where we picked Brady Tkachuk last year. So.
Thank God.
Yeah. And Edmonton did not get another first overall pick.
But no. New Jersey did.
Taylor Hall.
Jersey did. But yep. Jersey did without having Lou Lamoriello there.
Taylor Hall.
Oh, I see. The Edmonton connection.
Yeah. Okay. No, he's because they also won it last, no, 2 years ago.
Yep.
And they made the playoffs last year. That's when they weren't in it. So he's won it, I think there's 1 or 2 years that he didn't, but he's won it five times while being on the team, and he was a sixth time. So someone did these odds. I'm stealing this from another podcast, but someone did the odds of Taylor Hall winning all of these. 1 in over 9,000.
Yeah.
Well. Does that make him the player who's been on the most teams with a first overall draft pick?
Must be.
Probably.
Must be.
I would figure, but I don't know.
At the time, absolutely.
So I think when the balls dropped, I think most Senators fans took a deep breath.
Yep.
Of refreshness.
Relief.
Now, for me, it was absolutely relief. This does not negate the fact it was a bad trade to begin with. But thankfully, as hindsight is always 20/20, we can go and say, okay, it would have been a fourth. It would have been a fourth the year before. We got Brady Tkachuk. You feel comfortable about it. Now, if that had been a first, we would have never lived it down on sports talk radio, including national broadcasting, for the next decade, because it was always going to be comparison. But what if Ottawa had that pick? You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
We would have never shed that.
Yep.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, number one or two. That'd definitely be the direct comparison. Three or four, that's just Tkachuk's a better player.
Well, he certainly exceeded everybody's expectations.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's the new darling of the fan base, I would say.
Poor Thomas Chabot.
Sorry, Thomas Chabot. You were right there, and it was right there for the taking for you.
You, sir, were the rebound.
Then again, we never see, you know, next year things could change. Who knows? I mean.
Yeah.
If the back end doesn't have the rotating door of injuries and who's playing with who and what's going on, and he gets a year older, don't know. But for now, definitely the darling of the fan base, and I'm fine with that because I think it's well deserved. And
Shabbat shouldn't have even been playing.
He's a lovable guy. He
has a personality for it.
And you like the guy who kind of stirs it up a little bit when he's on your team.
Yeah.
You just don't like it when they're on somebody else's team. But he's not he's a disturber. He's not a weasel. Like, he's not.
He's a weasel. He's a weasel. He's a weasel. And I love it.
When I say weasel, I'm somebody. I'm like, when I say that, I mean somebody who won't answer for what he does. And he would.
Or he will.
He will.
Or goes and licks people's faces.
He'll answer for it. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between, like, a weasel and a disturber. He's a disturber, absolutely, but he's not a weasel.
Got it. And isn't it wonderful?
It's fun. It is fun to watch.
It's like, we haven't had someone that goes to the net like he does since Nick Foligno.
And Nick Foligno just became
didn't necessarily do it well.
Well, I was going to say, he went to the net and then he went right to the penalty box afterwards. I just saw 71 for Pittsburgh is in. I'm like, oh, Foligno. Oh, wrong game. Sorry. Never mind.
Malkin. Yeah, I flipped it over.
Yeah.
See, Malkin does get penalties.
Occasionally. Damn, that's good. Anywho, so end of the season.
Thank God.
You're happy about that.
So, yeah, so a big thing that people were saying is, look, Tkachuk doesn't need Stone because he was still producing. Colin White kind of disappeared. Didn't think of that, did you?
Well.
And Mr. Coach, who's Mr. Genius Coach, who never changed anything, if Brady Tkachuk could produce, definitely not in October, November, but if he could produce without Mark Stone, why didn't you split them up?
Well, because the coach never got fired because he was doing things that were dumb.
Yeah.
And just because.
Well, not necessarily dumb, but stubborn.
Well, stubborn.
He was set in his ways.
Stubborn becomes dumb. Like, that's the definition of insanity. You know, keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting a different result. Yep. And that's.
And if you would have fired the coach when you should have in January, I think I talked about this last time, because maybe things would be different. Instead,
nothing. Well, right. You may have shown some hope to the UFAs.
Right. Hope, I think the comments, change. And the players sound a lot happier now. I keep cutting you off, sorry. But the player interviews after were not necessarily positive about the Guy Boucher sister time.
Well, I think there was just frustration. Like,
yeah, I don't remember.
Okay, this isn't working, coach. Try something different.
Who was in there before? It was Dave Cameron before.
Dave Cameron before
him. I don't think that was much of a problem.
Well, no, he was a blender.
No, but in regards to the player comments after him leaving. Okay. Paul McLean, there definitely was.
Yes. Corey Clouston, there definitely were.
There was definitely it Clouston to Paul McLean?
Clouston to McLean to
Cameron. Wow. Okay.
And before that would have been...
The donkey and all
no,
that.
The donkey was, there was one in between.
Brian Murray came
Hartsburg.
Back.
Brian Murray, Hartsburg. Yeah, so if we're going backwards, Hartsburg, then Paddock with Murray filling in, then Murray before that.
And none of these guys have coached again in the NHL.
Not as a head coach, no. Paddock is
Dave Cameron went back. Yeah, Paddock did.
Paddock's an assistant in...
I think he's done now. I think he actually retired from...
Okay.
No, sorry, that was Craig Hartsburg because he had to work with Torts. He's like, no, I'm done.
That would age anybody. Torts is a great sound clip, but he can't be easy to work with. He can't.
No. Well, what's his name? Mike Johnson from Pittsburgh worked really well with him in New York. He was his assistant, and they were perfect. It was just the two of them on the bench. Because that's how they ran it.
Well,
and they did very, very well together.
If you can work with someone, that's great. And everybody's had the person who you can work with that nobody else can in their work life at one point or another.
Yeah.
But if you're that person, it's great. If you're the Malkin just threw an elbow to somebody's face. Yeah, nice.
Inconceivable.
After a whistle.
Komarov.
And that person's trying to get at him now.
It's Komarov.
Okay.
Probably deserved it.
But if you're the person who can get along with the person that nobody can get along with, great. If you're one of the others who can't get along with it, nightmare.
Right.
And we've all been both of those people at one point or another.
Eugene Melnick and everyone.
Well, who knows? Yeah.
Well, the common denominator,
Brian Murray.
No. The common denominator was not Eugene Melnick. It was everybody. That's the common denominator.
Oh, yeah. That's
everybody.
Right. It's everybody but Eugene Melnick. Yes. You mean? Yes.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Well, they're always there.
Yeah.
It's the suppliers, it's the media, it's the fans, it's the 12-year-olds.
Against all odds.
What was the... I know I quoted it during our last podcast, but I have to admit, I didn't look it up to see what the final record was for our interim coach.
Crawford.
I think it was something like 6-9-1.
Yeah, something like that.
About the same winning percentage.
It's not bad when you consider that 40% of the scoring walked out the door just before he became coach.
Why Boucher should have gotten fired beforehand.
Oh, I'm not disputing that. Probably
only got fired because of the whole fallout from LeBreton.
What is a distraction?
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about this last time too.
Well, I can see that, but it's... You need a better reason. Well, you don't need a better reason than that, but if you're trying to cover up, I don't think that's going to work. But you know, to go 6-9-1 when 40% of your scoring is gone,
it's good.
That's pretty good. And the unbelievable number of injuries that have happened throughout the end of the season with on the blue line. I mean, the last couple of games, it was what, 4 out of 6 are Binghamton players?
Yeah. Well, I don't even think they traded a defenseman.
Speaking of Belleville, what happened with them in the end? Did they make it?
The season's not over yet. Tight. They're still one game. They're 1 point behind.
2 points behind.
No, Cleveland lost. They were one point.
No, they're still 2 points behind.
Oh, I thought it was only
they're
one.
2 points behind, but have 2 games left.
So they can and the control other their team destiny? Has,
kinda.
Yeah, and the other team has one game.
I'd have to look at the standings.
They're still on the outside. So all these excellent. And I know that there's a lot of transition in the HL too. They tell me that like you've got a great pool of prospects. Well, your prospects aren't making the playoffs either in the lower.
Well, they're not making the playoffs because half that team has been up here at one point or another. You want to leave them together, they might have done better.
But you know who actually is the best player, best team in the at least
East? In the city?
No, that's the 67th.
Right.
We'll get to them
just
in a minute.
Marching their way through. Syracuse is a top team in the East.
Yeah. Tampa's a top team.
So they're the best team in the NHL and the AHL.
Well, I'd love to see I'd really like to see what the total number of player games lost to injury is for each team in the NHL. Because I'm guessing that the Ottawa Senators would be in the upper tier, and the Tampa Bay would be
but are
low.
The injuries the actual problem?
Well,
maybe ended at 31 instead of 27.
No, I mean in the AHL, I think it makes a big difference in the AHL if you have a constant. I mean, it's your best player who goes up every time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
Josh Hennessy.
If you're constantly, I remember that year. If you're constantly losing your best players to go up, or sometimes not even your best players, sometimes your top three. Or at the end of the season, God knows how many it was. If you're constantly losing that many players and you're trying to fit them in from the ECHL or whatever, I think that hurts your AHL team far more than it benefits your NHL team.
And wasn't there an article about the total mistreatment of our goalie prospect in the ECHL?
Which one?
Referring to Hogward?
No. He's been in Belleville.
For Gustafson?
It was one of them.
Hogberg is in Belleville. He's been the number one goalie.
Who's the
Belleville.
One who was in the ECHL for so long?
Doesn't matter. Gustafson's been up and down.
It might have been him. Apparently, I don't know. I read something about that being just a crap show of how he's being used in the ECHL.
Don't believe that.
I have no idea what that would be. No idea. Because
he's essentially been the backup in the AHL, but has to go down to the ECHL to get game time.
Yeah. He's going down to Brampton so he gets to play, but he's because Hogberg's number one and he's number two. And Condon's hurt and. Speaking of goalies, hey, how's that for a segue? Joey Decord. Joey? Did I get
Joey,
that right?
Yeah.
Joey, okay. Oof.
I like him.
D'accord avec ça.
He's...
D'accord avec son signing, though.
Does he go by that or does he go by Decord?
It's Decord. Oh, that's man. That was a really bad look. You were looking at me going, oh, come on.
I was trying
on.
To put it together. Alexa.
For people who don't speak French, what I just said was, I'm okay with his signing. Je suis d'accord.
So it's Joey okay.
Yeah, Joey okay.
We just call him that.
D'accord in French means okay.
Like, he's okay.
He's okay. Hey, that boy, he's okay.
You just reminded me when you said that keyword there. So anyone who's playing this podcast at home, I'm going to see if I can screw you up. Hey, Google. Alexa.
Hey, Siri.
Sorry, I'm not sure. Oh.
Whose phone was that?
That's
his
Google Home.
Google.
Oh, your Google Home. Okay. I knew I had to get one of them.
Just letting you know that this conversation is being recorded. Oh, no, you don't want one.
No,
you don't. You won't want one with your privacy.
Let me tell you a funny story. I think I told
you. I know how
you.
To use a light switch. It's okay.
You mentioned the last time we recorded, bought a house. One of the open houses I went to was there with my son and going through, you know, one of the bedrooms in an open house. And he noticed that there was a Google Home device. So he's like,
Oh no, your he's son like, is how old now? He's about
old enough to know better.
Yeah, he's old enough. He's old enough to know what's right and young enough not to choose it. That's right. He's a little boy. That's what I know.
So he said, "Hey, G O O G L E, set alarm 3:00 a.m."
Yep, that's a little boy.
And of course, I immediately just like smirked. I'm like, I want to correct you, but this is pretty darn funny.
That's funny. Exactly. It's like, that's inappropriate behavior that's really funny. How do I work with
and
this?
And set alarm for 3:01 and 3:02 and 3:03.
Oh, no, that's too close together. You won't be asleep yet. 3:20, 3:47, 4:18.
So for those our listeners who are selling their home, better unplug that thing.
Put it away, turn it off, because that's what we do. Because inside all of us, there is a little boy with that sort of sense of humor. It's true. I admit it. I'm accused of it routinely. You're just a little boy. Yes, I am.
Actually, I went into one of these major home renovation stores, and in the appliance section, and decided to on these fridges that had like the smart
tablet
or whatever basically on it, like pull up the Sens Call Up podcast and it starts playing, and then I couldn't figure out how to turn it off, and I was like playing the introduction music.
running away
now,
which by the way I thought was really really cool. Like you have a
freaking why
yeah
why do you need that?
If you want to write your grocery list, you just do it. But then I realized, wait a second, you buy a fridge, you want it to last like, maybe like 10, 15 years at least, right? That technology is going to suck in about 4.
But I learned something about one of those a while ago.
So you better trade it for 6 other smaller, weaker pieces of technology. So
those
4 years from now, it's not going to be any good anymore.
Those fridges have cameras on the inside of them. And if you have the app on your phone, you can
see what's in it when you're at the store.
Do I have any eggs? So you can look inside your fridge to see if you have any eggs.
Hey, Google, do I have any eggs?
On the website infernal.com. With all the eggs they are ever going to have.
I'm not a woman, Google!
Women are born with approximately 2
stop
million
it!
In their ovaries, but about 11,000 of them.
How do you turn that off? Is there a command?
Okay, Google, stop.
Oh, okay. I knew there had to be a command there somewhere. Actually, somebody made a really funny point the other day that you can get a smart home front door lock.
I made this point to you because I'm looking at them, but then I realized if someone knows you have it, they go around to your back.
Oh, it was you who told me that. Okay.
Alexa, unlock my front door. Okay.
Voice recognition needs to be a little more precise.
So if you're going to do that, you better name your front door. I'm doing air quotes. Something weird, so that burglars don't just try that generic command.
Hey, Google, lock the Bobcat.
Exactly. Oh,
wait. Let's see what happens here.
Sorry, I can't help with that yet.
Yet.
See, this is the kind of fun I can have with this sort of thing. Because, yeah, absolutely.
This is a hockey podcast.
Well, it's the end of the season. What do you want? And it's free.
It's free.
So we talked about the draft.
We just saved you from a break-in. That's right. We just save you from annoying people to come and look at your home.
We're helping out.
Was just for Brian 5 or 6.
Yeah, if you're selling your home or you're worried about being burgled, we have provided valuable community service right here. That's right.
Oh, amazing.
Okay, and next.
If you're in the market for a fridge.
Yeah. So coaches.
Coaching?
So one thing. Okay, yeah.
Go for it.
I'm happy that there is a change. I'm happy they didn't just give the job to Mark Crawford. Take a look because you can.
But they will.
And
I think they will. It's him or the EHL guy. And Crawford might just even say, up yours, and just walk out, right?
I don't know. There's only 32.
Oh, yeah. There's only 32 jobs, and all of these things are appealing, right? Hey, Don Maloney, do you want to be our president? Nope. Hey, Trevor Linden, do you want to be our president? Nope. Hey, Steve Yzerman, do you want to be our president? No.
Well, maybe they don't want to be working for a hockey team at the moment. Trevor Linden resigned.
It's the taxes.
It's the taxes for sure.
The taxes in Ottawa. Want to work in Toronto? Sure.
And this is the whole thing about taxes. If the taxes are such a big deal, and Florida has, and Tampa has all these advantages, why have the Florida Panthers been terrible?
Because they had some really horrible ownership for quite a number of years.
I don't remember when Vinny Viola bought the team, but he's a multi-billionaire.
Yeah. He bought it from the two guys who were suing each other who owned the team, who neither of them actually had the money to buy
it. We were so close. We were so close. The two guys that are suing each other.
But they were two owners that were suing each other, not an owner suing a fellow developer. It was,
Isn't that still going?
I need finality to all of this.
I don't even want to think about LeBreton at the moment.
It'll happen really at some point.
It will happen at some point with somebody.
I choose trial by combat.
All I ask. Thunderdome.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Not a lot, okay. But I understand the reference.
Okay.
All I want when somebody actually gets
you raped her. You killed her.
Shame.
Ding. Yeah.
Shame.
Spoilers. That's freaking crazy. That's such a good scene.
When somebody actually does get awarded LeBreton, all I want out of it is to not screw it completely. Because it's a big piece of property. It's near where I live. And to see it get completely screwed up, which some of the planning on both of the original bids was ludicrous, that's what I don't want to see. I did actually drive by the other day, and the site, the piece of property where all the construction trailers were for the LRT construction, so right at Commissioners and Scott Street, there you go, is all those trailers are gone, and there's a sign that's gone up within probably the last week saying future home of the new Central Library.
Okay, fine.
And I went, oh, okay. I didn't realize it was that piece of property. It was one of the old parking lots that used to be down there.
Yeah.
So that's where the library is going to be, which will be walking distance to the PIMC. Yeah, right next to Commissioners.
Walking to the PIMS.
Yeah.
PIMC.
Yeah, that one doesn't. Call it LeBreton. Really? Just call it LeBreton. But anyway, in 5 years, nobody will know that it was ever called LeBreton, and PIMC will be fine. Rather like Shopper City West. Nobody calls it Shopper City West anymore.
That's quite the face canuck.
I'm just
5 years.
Okay, do you need some more?
We'll catch up with this in season friggin' 12.
12.
City Center, that little plaza there.
City Center.
Yeah. Hey, the City Center's got some really good tenants in there. They have artisan.
It does. Artisan Bakery's amazing.
And the Beyond the Pale Brewery, very solid brewery.
Yep.
And they used to. I don't know if it's still there.
I sure hope we have any listeners
the Orange Monkey
there so that we can freaking.
But they used to have.
Donate money! And
I don't know if it's still there. There used to be a tool library. It was literally a library where you could go in and check out a tool that you needed to use for a project you were working on and then take it back.
Don't they have that at Carlton? Oh, come on. A library you can go in and see all the tools?
You talking about the students?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, yeah.
Wow. So
both of us went to Carleton. That's my alma mater yet. Sure.
Well, the rival faculty then. I was going to
say. The campus looks really
different. Except for the engineers, that jerk ass.
There you go.
That campus looks really different from when I was there. Oh, wait, an engineer. Yeah. Steel ringers.
It really does.
Well, I was there a long time before you were.
Oh, yeah. There's probably four buildings at that point.
No.
There's Dunton Tower.
The Arts Tower. It wasn't called the
Dunton Tower. It wasn't Dunton at the time?
No. It was named while I was a student, actually, that they changed it from the Arts Tower to the Davidson Dunton Tower. Yeah.
Davidson, Dunton, Sauron, Tower of Sauron.
Pearson? No.
Which building are you trying to think of?
PV building? What was it?
There's Torrey.
Torrey, yeah. Loeb.
Named. That was donated by the people with the grocery chain and the social sciences building.
They used to
building.
Have pizza there.
Actually, what they built.
L-O-E-B. P-I-Z-Z-A, my school got a
Patterson music building video. Is what you're thinking of.
Yes.
The one with the bank in it. Yeah. But I mean, since then, why are we talking about.
I don't know. I'm going to snappy ourselves here.
I'm just
throwing
in filler right now because I don't know what else to talk about, to be honest.
Yeah, there's a lot of different buildings. Anyways, let's get back on track. Or we'll get out of here, whichever.
Just like the LRT.
Yeah! Ding, 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 ding. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they...
I'm so happy you found that app.
Which?
The one that plays all the sound clips. Oh. They don't even...
I need to update them.
You can't even download it anymore, can you?
No, I think
it's closed.
Actually, I found a website you'd really like. It was something like 15,000 sound effects from the BBC.
It's quite. We've had these 12 for the last 7 years. Well, what else would you need? Hashtag sense.
Imagine what you might find. All these World War II searchlight sounds.
Oh, you know what I thought about?
Sirens.
I forgot about hockey related.
Searchlight sounds? Searchlights don't make noise. Actually, they do. The generator and the carbon.
Remember how cool the on-ice projector was?
Yes.
Remember how they didn't use it this year at all?
Because there was a 12-month contract that ended.
Yep, in mid-season.
Right.
Didn't they use it in the beginning of the season?
At the start of the season, yes.
It was the same material, too.
So
it was,
again,
yeah, it was a movie that was playing rather than just the flames. That's right.
So you need to...
I've forgotten that.
Entice people to come to the game. Prosper's great.
But you know
need
what?
To do more than one thing, guys.
I think the in-arena stuff was a dramatic improvement this year.
Right. But why do you have to stop things that are good?
Correct.
Well, we all, for the first time ever, at least for me... saw the post-game video when we were recording the podcast, our last episode. Like, I've never seen this post-game video clip that plays on the scoreboard. And it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
It's like, I'd like to watch that from home or somewhere else so I don't actually have to stay at the game and then get caught in traffic. But I'd really like to be able to see that because it was actually quite good. So why don't you show... Well, I mean, I know they show stuff like that beforehand, but that was...
But you need to drop that concerts. Stuff on the websites and stuff.
Yeah.
Intermission concerts are kind of cool.
Yep.
There have been a couple of good ones, yeah.
Then the last game, they had a French band. What was it, Le Groupe?
I don't know.
I mean, that was met with mixed results, but whatever. Like, who cares?
Well, they got all political at the end, too.
Oh, I think I was out buying
this song's for Doug Ford. It's like, oh, you're not coming back.
So they were like a Franco-Ontarian band.
Yeah.
Then. Okay. For our listeners, there's a big difference between Franco-Ontarian culture and Franco-Quebec culture. They are very distinct.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Prosper was good, and some of the other concerts were good, and yeah. I actually enjoyed that. I actually enjoyed DJ Prosper. I mean, far be it for me to say that it wasn't good. I genuinely enjoyed it.
It was different.
He's different. He's interactive. He gets the crowd going.
He plays a lot of different music. He definitely got the crowd going to the point where people weren't leaving at the end of the period. They're like, I want to stay because this guy's a lot of fun.
Everyone had their cell phones out.
Yeah.
It was. So if this was playoffs and the thing was
jam-packed. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Oh.
People would be going out mid-period to get what they wanted, to be able to come back because it's more important to be around. Well, I mean, it's playoff hockey, but they'd want to be around for the intermission show. Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just get pumped up. So stop cutting corners is pretty much what my
We'll see what next season brings. I think there was a lot of cost cutting or cutting corners and cutting everything this season. So hopefully it's time to stop cutting. Stop trimming and let the
You reminded me of my youth. I grew up in New Brunswick and in the Maritimes there's a pizza chain and it made its way over here to a bit, Greco Pizza. And their motto was...
Now it's a gym.
Yeah, now it's a gym over here.
They put on too much weight, so...
that's right. Their pizzas were always square, not round. And their motto was, if you're not eating square pizza, who's eating your corners?
That's not how it works.
Well, I mean, if you want a square pizza in Ottawa, you have to go to the Prescott.
Yeah.
Go to the Prescott.
Oh, yeah.
That's some serious... There's another local reference for you. That's a really good pie. And if you don't want pizza, you have to have the meatball sandwich. It's just one of those things. And they serve
quarts. Prescott is good.
And they serve quarts of 50, so, you know.
Oh, wait, never mind.
All good.
You just ruined it.
Friggin' Blue Jackets.
Yeah, they're up 3-0.
Matt Duchene gets his first playoff goal.
Well, maybe he'll re-sign.
At the age of 28.
Well, did you want to talk about any players that you want to keep?
Stone. Sure, Mark Stone.
Players who were... Well, you can't keep him because he's not here anymore.
Trade him. I'll give you a Borbiewski for
him. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
One for one. Cody Ceci. Friend for friend.
I don't think it's going to work.
Okay, fine.
Of the players that are here that are...
Stone.
Actually, I don't even...
Fleury.
I don't even have...
It really boils down to, like, do you want to keep Ceci or not?
I don't.
Well, that's obvious.
Well, I'm just...
I'm not...
I'm just sick of it.
I think that him staying here would be bad for him.
Probably.
As sad as that sounds, like, I think it would be bad. I genuinely think it would be bad for him. Because I think he needs to be somewhere else to be able to actually play his game. He's had too many changes of role. He's had too many changes, too many different demands put on him. That I think he would do better if he was somewhere else. That's all.
The only reason to keep him is to hit the floor.
Unless you can trade him for something else. So
yeah, which.
But if you trade him for something else, is it going to be something better? Is the unknown better than the known?
I really doubt it.
Exactly. Yeah. So
you can maybe get a pick out of it, and then that's all right. But then why would you give up a pick and something else for Cody Ceci? Like that.
Ceci for Larson, one for one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just having a quick look at
The one thing that I'll take of that though is that. In Dorion's year-end presser, which was good, and I'm very happy that he did apologize about his happiest day as a GM comment.
Proudest moment, yeah. He did apologize?
He did apologize for it, said that that was a scout coming out of him. I'm like, well, it's you're just apologizing to move on because you said it's your proudest day as a GM, not as a scout. But enough nitpicking.
You said it.
You said it, you apologized, fine, because that's the best that we've gotten in a long time.
Yep.
But the way that he was talking about Cody Ceci, and to paraphrase, but I think I'm pretty close, was we know that Cody Ceci, when put in the right position, is a good NHL player or something like that. And the last time that I heard him say something like that was right before he traded Mika Zibanejad.
Huh. So are you hopeful that he's going to be traded?
I'm hopeful just because I'm tired of watching the mistakes. And similar to what you said, I know this is not the right spot for him.
Fair enough.
And I am amazed that he's still saying that he wants to have... It could just be word speak. But in Garbage Day, which was every day this year. But
Garbage Bag Day.
Garbage Bag Day. Every year was Dumpster Day this year.
Oh, sorry. Tire Fire Day.
And where he said that he's looking for a long-term deal to be part of the solution. So I'm like, I don't know if that's just speak, just to say the
Who was saying that, Cody? Or?
Okay. Anything else you say would be
bad. So he just want to be press. Here, so get rid of him, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it is time to move on.
Yep.
He's 25? Yeah.
Something like that.
25 doesn't fit.
Well, of the UFAs on this team.
In breaking news, Senator signed Cody Ceci to an 8-year.
Yeah, because he's the one that you signed to the 8-year deal, right?
8-year, $80 million. Yeah, good.
He's not going to get worse. True.
Well, you make a point. There are three. there are four UFAs that I can find on this team that are UFAs at the end of this season.
Yep.
Do you want to keep any of them? They would be Oscar Lindberg, Brian Gibbons, Magnus Pajärvi, and Anders Nilsson.
I keep Nilsson.
Yep.
I'm on the fence on Gibbons.
Who?
Yeah, I'm on the fence on Gibbons too. My reasoning, you can tell me yours. My reasoning for being on the fence on Gibbons is, do we really want to...
Hurt me.
Thank you, Culture Club. do we really want another really small center? No offense to JGP, but do we want...
Is he a center? Yeah, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
I think he's playing wing, but that's fine.
Oh, I guess he is playing a wing at the moment, isn't he?
But that's fine. It's another small player. My question back to you, does next year matter?
Does next year matter in terms of standings? No, it doesn't. Does next year matter in terms of giving the opportunity to a player who's had a year or 2 years down in Binghamton to play up here to get some experience at playing up here so that in the following season from next year, they are more accustomed to it and they're not shell-shocked by it?
Yep.
Yeah, it matters for that.
And with that, do you risk pulling a Edmonton Oilers?
in putting players up too early.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm
where
thinking,
no one has a concept of a winning environment.
That's why I would be looking at players who've been around for not. I'm not looking to take players from like young. I was going to say like not really young ones. Players who've been around for a couple of years. For instance, Colin White. Yes, he faded a little bit, but his play overall this year has been such.
He's my surprise of the year.
Surprise. Yeah, exactly. Surprise of the year. Very impressed with of the year. And if because he's a year older and he struggled last year, I think that that could be, again, the case for players either next year or the year after if they get to have Colin White's last year, as in not this season that just ended, but the last season that ended where he was struggling. If they can have that season in the season that's to come, then two seasons from now, they could well have the season that Colin White just had.
Wow, that was a riddle.
Yes, I know.
Two seasons from now should not, based on what the strategy is, two seasons from now is not a development year.
That's what I mean. So tomorrow, next year is a development year. So it doesn't matter in terms of standings. It matters in terms of development. And it's the time to give the opportunity to people who, okay, the pressure's off.
Right.
Get accustomed to this.
However, okay, so what do you think about having...
Wait, what pressure?
No, they'll still have pressure.
There still will be
pressure. They'll have contract pressure. They'll have coach pressure. There'll be a lot of... There will be pressure this
year. I thought we have another year. 3 or 4 years before we're going to be contenders. Unprecedented.
I think that's to be a cup champion. To cup win contender. A cup that we'll only do for 5 years and then blow it all up again.
Well, if that is the cycle of the NHL. A cup contender for 5 years,
wouldn't that be what everybody wants?
That is...
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you're cutting it off in five.
But you don't understand.
Because the team to go through a rebuild... You get your star. Essentially, what they've done right now is they're doing what the Toronto did, but they forgot to draft Mitch Marner this year.
Well, because you have to win the lottery.
That's kind of what
that.
You're hoping for, right?
You have to win a lot. Well, we'll
you have to win the lottery, hoping to do it next year. But with this, it's like, okay, so let's say you draft your Austin Matthews or your Sidney Crosby or even your Jonathan Toews, whatever. Have those teams only been good for 5 years?
Nope.
Way longer than that.
Yeah, but if he said good for 8 or 10, would anybody believe him?
No.
They would just be going, oh, come on, you're being unrealistic. So,
well, I think people would have bought that more, but you just say, and then we will be competing for the cup for the long term.
The thing is, do you think the other 30
nothing
teams...
nothing that he says makes sense.
Anyway. Don't have a plan? Do you think the other 30 teams don't have a plan? Yeah,
that's like, have they done a five-factor... Actually, both of you probably know that. Five factors analysis?
Who knows?
You know what that is, right?
I'm familiar with the concept.
I assume you do,
too. Nope.
So that's when you have to look at your overall environment. So there's you, your direct competitors, which is everyone within your division, your indirect competitors, which is the other division in the East. You've got your supplier issues, and this is when you're looking at the business side of things. So... That's all you're like, the food contracts and merchandise contracts, because every idea that we say, it's like, you know, they should have beaver tails, we should have local craft beer and stuff like that, and the response is always, well, Molson's a better contract.
Well, Molson pays them more.
Right. So do you have you even done an analysis of it? I've got a whole bunch of other ideas. Some I share, some I don't, but that's fine. Got technology as one of the factors too.
Winnipeg.
So,
sorry, that has a whole street full of people in Winnipeg.
It's Portage.
Yeah.
Portage.
Portage in Maine.
Is that where it is?
It's right there in
the building.
Because this is right outside of the MTS at the show.
Yep.
Okay. And then you have your technology. So now with 4K TV coming in, you need to have the in-game experience. This isn't necessarily really to the roster, but it is indirectly. You need the in-game experience to be above the at-home experience.
Yes.
You need to offer some plus or some
Why
benefit.
Do I have to... That's right. You need a value add to get people to the arena.
Yeah.
And that way you're getting your gate revenue. And I'm very confused as to if the objective is, do you want season ticket holders or nothing?
Right.
Because there's a lot of push in regards to, well, we need more season ticket holders.
You do.
You do, but you need to take someone who stays at home or is a casual fan that goes once or twice a year.
And get them out to four.
Four, yeah. And then eight, and then just build and build and build.
Fair enough.
And this should have happened over the last Which happened to me, years.
By the way.
Yeah, it did.
And then the opposite happened.
Yeah.
I tore it down.
That's right.
You burnt it down.
So, burnt
and then
it
they're
down.
Surprised by the fact that this has happened.
Yep.
You surround yourself by yes men and blame anything else. So that'll bring up your revenue so that you can then sustain the players.
The success.
Salaries.
You brought up a comment. That's right. And it's a bit of a tangent, but since one of you not done this before, 4K. If you've watched some of the games on 4K,
yeah, I can't tell the difference.
Can you, I was gonna say, have you noticed the difference between standard HD and the 4K with
it
hockey?
It might be an audio.
I've gone back and forth. I'm watching it. I'm trying. I think with basketball, I think I noticed something with the background logos.
It might just be the white of the ice. Then.
The trouble, though, is that there's motion, right? So it kind of blurs things out.
Oh, is that?
I haven't noticed. And in fact, you know, you go to an optometrist, and they're checking your eyes, like, which one looks clear, number one or number two?
Yeah.
So I did that with my wife. Which one's better, number one or number two? Number one or number two? I think the first one. Like, damn it.
It was HD?
It was the HD one.
Yeah.
So there was no. It's hard to tell.
Huh. So I don't know if the technology is just going to improve off the TV that I already have. I don't think it can. It might be an audio more than anything.
Yeah.
Can't say.
So.
It is an interesting question, though. Hey,
it's like just doing analysis.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I agree with you. We'll see where it goes. We got a couple of emails to read. Why don't we try that?
We do?
We do. We have two, to be exact.
Whoa.
Wow, scintillating radio, this. One from Hayden and one from Taylor.
Your invoice is available for sense call-ups. G-Suite.
From Hayden, re-identity change.
Yeah, go for it.
Hello, I have said... frig, I already screwed up.
Three.
I have to say, being a Sense fan, the podcasts and YouTubers are few and far between. No, we don't need more podcasts. Thanks. So thanks to all of you for getting together as often as you can for these podcasts.
We tried. We started hard.
Yeah.
Started well.
We did. It ended up in a big disappointment. My question is, what do you think the Sense could do to really change their identity coming into next year as a team and from the media perspective? An example for a team perspective may be adding a winning veteran presence on the roster. An example for a media presence could be changing the goal song. It's a classic, I know. I just think with a fresh new squad coming up, it could be fun to watch them shape the team and really try bringing the fan base back and bring something new to the rebuild to keep the fans invested. What are some of your thoughts / things you think the team could do to reel some people back in for what looks like to be a tough couple of years? Thanks for reading.
Thanks, Hayden. I think we kind of talked about some of the things they could do on ice. I'd like to see them hire, and I'm totally stealing this from a discussion on the radio, and possibly a discussion you and I have had, Van. I would like to see them hire a former defenseman as an assistant coach.
Yeah, that's a given.
Well, no, it's a given, but it's something I really want to see them do.
I'm amazed that they haven't even bothered to use Chris Phillips as a consultant for practices.
Maybe his back's bothering him too much. No offense to Chris Phillips.
You don't need to be on the ice.
No. Well, I don't know. Maybe he's just, I don't know. It's a good
he's
call.
He's there all the time, right?
And he is already around the team, so.
Yeah.
Maybe an outside voice would be a different thing.
But in everything with this, yes, 100% agreed. An outside voice is absolutely required.
But Chris Phillips would also be excellent in terms of he worked for Jacques Martin.
Yep. No, I've got a better one. I've got two better ones for you than that.
Well, not than Jacques.
I love the idea of bringing back Jacques Martin.
Oh.
Also with that, he's in Pittsburgh right now.
I know.
Do you know who the other assistant is?
No.
Sergei Gonchar.
Oh, yes, I did hear that.
You dangle, and Jacques Marte's contract's up this year, and I'm hoping that the Islanders kind of knock them out early so that the fan base and really the team will demand change. So they'll just shift over the coaching again. Because if Jacques Marte comes back, he's perfect for these young guys.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're getting Sergei Gonchar to show Thomas Chabot and Eric Branstrom
how to do what how he to does. Be,
because he was always right behind Lidstrom.
Yeah, that could be
That's
fun.
That's a good fit. And if Sergei doesn't want to go, who works in Nashville as a player development coach? And you're not going to get this one.
Hold on. Who works in Nashville?
You're not going to get.
Okay. No, I'm not coming up with anything off the top of my head.
Wade Redden.
I did hear that actually recently. Yes. Now, if Jacques Martin comes back and is our new coach, then people better be prepared for hockey that's possibly a bit dull.
It will not.
It will be very defensive. Based on
what he's learned over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
With where he's been and playing in Pittsburgh, it's going to be a hell of a lot more entertaining than Guy Boucher hockey. Guy Boucher cost you sales.
Well.
And then they promoted the fact that they were a boring team.
Yeah.
Because Eugene said it on Toronto radio. It's like, yep, we're boring.
Yeah, thanks,
Eugene. It's like, no. It's like, I don't think it's boring to win. That's all you have to say.
Yeah, right. Winning, that takes care of an awful lot.
What else was there?
That was...
So, yeah,
I say double down on the gladiator crap. Oh, I'm not joking. Like, just bring it just back and own it.
Own things that people don't like.
Right. I'm not talking about the guy come out center ice. I mean, just the theming and the arena.
Create a theme. What else do I have? So, a winning veteran to play on the team, good luck getting one on this.
I don't really want one, to be honest.
We might be trading for
Marinosa. Veteran Borowiecki.
I've got that one as a point, too.
I don't think
because Hossa's an LTIR. We need him.
We need him for the cap.
Yeah. Like that's the closest you're going to get. I never, ever,
but we could introduce him as being on the team, but... You know, not dressed for the first game of the season. Marian Hossa. We could
welcome back.
We could have him like behind the bench in a suit. The place would go insane. On the opening night, the building would go absolutely insane.
He's not going to come all the way back for to be made fun of.
What about Yashin?
No. No.
Heatley.
Well, we all know Heatley's not coming back.
Yeah, no. And we're happy about that. Don't know.
Ring of Honor.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? Nothing.
Chris Phillips and Chris Neal still aren't on there. I know. I ended up talking with your leader about it online a bit because Chris Phillips ended up getting put into the Ottawa Sports Hall of Fame this year. And okay. My comment back to that was, it's somewhat disappointing. Being polite with Cyril, of course, but it's like, it's disappointing to know that the community's embraced him with this honor before his team has.
Yeah.
And it's an easy ticket sale. People are going to come out for that.
They would.
People are going to come out for Chris Neal, too.
Of course they
would. I think Wade Redden should be in there, too.
I would agree with you on that one.
Yeah. So, easy ticket sales to bring people back to the positives. Even though Erik Karlsson might be in some of the highlight videos. So why hasn't that been done yet? Granted, Cyril just said, it's like, I don't mind waiting a couple years.
Have another Alfredson night.
Yeah.
Kind of half serious.
To be honest, I'm surprised the number's still up in the rafters and someone didn't get angry and take it down. Could you imagine the freaking backlash?
People who may be that daft in many ways realized that would be a bad idea. You can burn the building down, but that number is still hanging there.
Recall our petition to rename Palladium to Alfredson Way?
Yeah, that worked out great last time. Remember that?
I do. Because something else happened the next day.
The next day, Paul McLean got fired. The day after that, they announced bids for LeBreton. It's like, son of a...
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, oh, we're never going to play out of Canada again.
you were saying...
Do you guys think that Chris Phillips and Chris Neal deserve jersey retirements?
Sure, why not at this point?
A jersey retirement? No. No.
But Ring of Honor, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, Ring of Honor, yes.
Yeah.
I don't care.
People keep arguing that Chris Phillips deserves his number.
I don't care.
No. I don't see it.
No, I don't think so.
10-year number equal.
Number retirement is for a player who is truly special, almost, dare I say, unique in their effect on the team, on and off the ice and in the community. They're not somebody who played a really long time. I have total respect for somebody who played as long as either Alfredson or Phillips did. But Chris Phillips?
Phillips or Neal, you mean?
Well, or Neal.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because I mean, Alfie's got his number.
1170, 1178 or whatever it was.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
But not number retirement worthy. And I'm not trying to be nasty. It's just I don't see it.
At the end of the day, does Erik Karlsson deserve his number retired?
In Ottawa?
It's probably the top peer talent we've had come through.
I would say probably. I would have to see how the rest of his is. I really like to see how the only reason I'm saying absolutely yes is I want to see how the rest of his career goes. If
he plays till 40, it dissolves it, right?
If he plays that long somewhere else, it kind of does. But if, and I'm not saying this because I'm wishing for it, but if his career is on a bit of a downturn because of injury, which is very possible, and it turns out that he really did play his best years here. Absolutely, it does.
How do you beat two Norris trophies and that playoff run?
I don't know. I haven't seen what he's done yet somewhere else.
How do you beat it? Win a Stanley Cup.
I don't think
that beats it. Does that matter to Ottawa?
No.
I don't think
so. I think he deserves it.
He does as it stands now. It depends on what the rest of his career looks like, is how I guess I would answer.
And my last one in regards to the media perspective, this is a really good question, Hayden. I never want to hear rebuild again. The rebuild, and Pierre said it too, the rebuild is done.
Yeah.
He's moved on to stage two.
Mission accomplished.
We're not in a rebuild. Now it's a development. Yeah. And one thing that I still have to email it out to Amy, because Ottawa Rising was a terrible hashtag.
It was a great idea that didn't work out.
It's a
great idea if you don't understand the dynamics of what this actually means to your fan base.
Well, it would have been a great saying like 2 years from now, but with the way that everything suddenly went from, when it suddenly turned into we're
a rebuild. It was a tearing down. Oh, it wasn't a rising this year.
Yeah.
That's right. It was an absolute tear down.
Yeah,
not good. On the business side, on the team side, and all of this, right? But anyways, because they had this false hope that it's going to be on the rise. I'm like, no, you're still going down. And you announced this to us on the apocalypse. And I told marketing that before. So
Ottawa spiraling.
It is what it is. But the idea that I have now is, and the president's going to be key to this, if ever they hire one. All these young guys are now on the team, both here and in Belleville. But as an organization, they need to grow together. The team, as a business in the community, has to come back in one way, shape, or form. Not with conflict and fighting between each other anymore. And the team has to take the freaking first step in regards to this to rebuild the relationship with the fan base, with the community, especially with LeBreton, because that costs us millions. But with this, if you can just all grow together. That's my hashtag for the years. Grow together.
Yeah, I can see that.
And the players can embrace that in one way. The fan base can embrace it in another.
Yeah.
And the business should be focused on that.
Especially the growth part.
Yeah.
Even more than the together part.
Yeah.
We need to grow.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And you grow. You don't cut costs.
Send that to Amy.
You grow. Yeah. I need to write it all out.
Yeah,
because I've also what the I've also
a place to grow
mission statement is, and they didn't have an answer for me.
isn't that just taken away?
Yeah, I was going to say a place to grow. That's going to be on our license plates as of next year. So, Ontario area.
And if you're
at least it wasn't open for business.
No, that's well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Granted, I just know because I had to switch my plates, and I rushed to it before all of this nonsense.
Why did you switch them?
They were peeled completely.
Oh, okay.
But
appealing.
The frame that the dealership gives you totally covers that.
Yeah, it's also technically illegal. You're not supposed to cover up any portion of a license plate. Those things are completely illegal. Oh. But everybody gets away with them. That's why I tore mine off the day I got my car. I'm like, nope. Took the screws out, took the frame off. When I went back to my first service, I said, hey, how come you don't have your license plate frame on anymore? I said, because you're not paying me to advertise for you. That's why.
Anyway, so donate now.
Well, the guy was just stunned. Well, everybody leaves them on. I said, you're not paying me to have your advertising there. Screw you. He didn't take it very well.
That was a great email.
Yeah, thank you, Hayden. You want to read the second one?
Sure.
Canuck, you want to read the second one? From Taylor? Ugh.
Let me pull it up. Taylor.
It's long.
Oh, yeah? Thanks. From Taylor. Hey, guys. Although I could use this email to stir up the hornet's nest by asking Pan what he thinks of other podcasts using Japan droids in their episodes.
Yeah, stay in your lane, Taylor.
I decided to give some honest feedback. Was listening to the latest episode you guys recorded at the CTC. You're looking for it, aren't you? Big red one.
That's green.
I'm colorblind. I really like the idea of you guys doing episodes at the game. Did you just belch? No, no.
That was a sound effect.
I appreciate it both as a listener and a fellow podcaster. As a listener, I can appreciate it on the level that recording there adds a level of unpredictability with stuff happening during the game, but also feels like I'm really there listening to the guys bantering back and forth. As a podcaster, I can appreciate it on the level that the crowd noise and ambience adds for another level for the listener and their experience listening to the episode. Although I don't think recording live at games should be a common experience, as it would dilute to a point where it's not even special anymore, I do feel if given the opportunity to do it again next season, you guys should take it. Would love to hear a live Battle of Ontario.
Yeah, not a chance. You won't make out a thing.
Well, anyways, no, that's all for now.
It's the only time the building is completely sold out. They won't have a spare suite for us to record in. It's an interesting thought, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Doc. Yeah, you know, it was a total gamble. We just thought, hey, let's turn it on. I think we can try it. And it turned out okay.
Yeah, it's free.
Yep.
It's better than the ghost episode.
Most things are better.
All things are better than the ghost episode.
Do people remember what the ghost episode was?
At this point,
I don't have a USB port. Why don't you go on Skype?
But go sit way over there.
I need another mic. Here's my rock band mic.
Oh, it was early in season one, so we were trying different things, and some of them worked and some of them didn't.
Many didn't.
Apparently, me having a lot of red wine with dinner before recording, that one worked pretty well.
That was amazing.
Google microphone bleed, and that's what you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
That was painful. This game looks really good.
Well, we're almost done.
Pitt Islanders, man.
We're almost done.
It's just amazing.
Sidney Crosby in the box. What?
First Gino, now Sid?
Who knew this could
happen? This game's rigged.
Who knew this could happen? Actually, I'm just looking at my...
Eugene Melnick had a couple interviews here with Ottawa Media.
Oh, yeah, that was great. The Saturday one? I think that was last week. Last week, 2 weeks
ago. But both times they were not with the local sports radio.
Well, that's...
Yeah, they're on the same...
We talked a little bit about
company,
that.
But he was going on talk radio rather than sports talk radio.
And that's not intentional.
I don't get it. Well, I mean, I get it. I understand the thing. I think I understand the thinking behind it. I just don't understand.
So going back to Grow Together.
Yeah.
Or Be Spiteful. Hashtag Be Spiteful.
Screw around with the people who, you know, broadcast all your games and, you know, have talk about you all the time and support you and blah, blah, blah.
Hashtag say my name.
And that Saturday morning one that... was on CFRI. I never heard about the show or the host before.
No.
Yeah.
And she's like, this one will be different. This one will be different.
You won't want to miss this.
She's just really moved from Montreal.
I've never even heard of her.
I've never heard of her. So I listened to this thing. And it was 20 minutes long. I thought it was going to be an hour. It was 20 minutes long. And it was all information that we already knew.
Right.
It was stuff about the organ project. It was stuff about his transplant and how other people got transplants around the same time because of the awareness, which I think is great. But.
Know your audience.
We already knew it. Yeah, so you tell me that it's going to be different. You're trying to humanize them. Fine.
Find some new subject matter.
But we already know this. And just because you don't.
Yeah. It's not interesting to us.
It's not
news.
And we're very, very angry with him right now. So go do, especially on CFRA, go do a one-on-one with Justin Trudeau. Learn more about him. See how your listeners react to that.
Right.
Yeah, that'll go well on Redneck Radio.
Amazing. Good one.
Funny because it's true.
And we're supposed to be sellouts. Bashing everyone.
I think that's about it we have to talk for. I have a couple of things to say at the end.
Yeah.
I have some thank yous. But you want to do what grinds your gears first? I don't think we have any mail in or anything.
I don't have anything, to be honest.
I don't have anything that grinds my gears, but I do have something for that segment.
Would you like me to do it?
You know what really grinds my gears?
This isn't something that grinds my gears, but as I was driving out here, it's something I think was grinding somebody else's gears.
Oh, it has to do with driving.
As well as something else. Well, not in the way you're thinking.
Yeah, this is a 5-on-3.
Not in the way you're thinking. I was on my way out here tonight. I was on the 417. And suddenly I keep hearing this boot, boot sound.
It's your phone.
Nope. And it's getting louder. And I'm like, what the hell am I hearing? What I was hearing was somebody who had slammed a BMW with about 20-inch rims and negative camber in the wheels.
Yes.
And slammed down and dropped the suspension.
I've seen this.
And it was so low. And the suspension, he had changed the springs, but he hadn't changed the shocks. So the rebound rate on his shocks was so high, like it wasn't stiff enough, that every time he hit a bump on the Queensway, his tires were rubbing in his wheel wells. So he was tearing his wheel wells apart, boot, 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 every single bump on the highway.
Oh, no.
Yep. I'm pretty sure that was grinding his gears, that he had screwed up completely after spending a ton of money on this car to drop it and huge tires and everything else. Wow. Forgot the rebound rate on your shocks, buddy.
I saw something similar to that. When driving the 401 in Toronto, there was just an everyday hatchback, but they had it lowered. The suspension was completely lowered. And then the tires, I think it was the Verbitz, they were actually like on an angle.
Negative cambered, yeah.
Yeah, like why?
Because it looks like you can corner really well that way, because when you corner, you want a little bit of negative camber in a race car. So when you corner and you're forcing the tire outwards, you get more contact patch. You're not pulling the tire up.
But all I could think of is that you're just replacing those tires all the time.
Well,
especially the guy you just described.
Yeah, if they've got too much negative camber, yeah, you're running on the inside quarter of the tire. You're wearing it down to nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like an idiot, but you think it's cool, and that's what makes
it
fun.
In this climate, you really want some suspension lowered?
Yeah. Yeah, with all the everything else that's going on, especially with the pot craters that are around this. They're not potholes. They're pot craters that are in this city right now.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. Actually, I need one of you guys to look at my car, because it's a...
Uh-oh.
Some guys honked at me this morning. He said all my brake lights are out, or burned out.
Well, we should have a look at that. Yeah. Yeah, we should. Yeah. We should. Okay, we can do that after we finish. Anything else?
Pause, go downstairs, do that, come back, then close?
No.
We're leaving our listeners on the hook here.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
What do they call that? It's a...
A tease?
No. A tease.
A cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. Will Penn survive the off season?
Don't know.
Will this $8 fix be completed?
yeah. I got a bunch of thank yous.
Sure.
And fill in any that I've forgotten. Top of the list would be thank you to the guests that we've had this season: Ian Mendez, Dean Brown, Jonathan Bodden, Amy Dalzell, and Janice Nicholson. I don't think I forgot any.
Joel Vanderland down in
Belleville. Oh, Joel, that's right, in the first episode. Sorry, yeah. Thank you for that.
We're going to do a lot more with him this year.
Emily
Knight?
In the summer. Emily Knight? Janice too over with the Janice. AMA.
Yep.
I
don't listen to them.
A big thank you to the SENS organization as a whole for all they did for us with the digital influencer initiative. I mean, it was the chance. We got a lot of access that we wouldn't have had to a lot of things that we wouldn't have had access to, from the suite that we just recorded in to sitting in the press box to sitting in other suites or sitting in the stands to the access that we got to Janice and Amy themselves on two occasions for the sessions that we recorded with them earlier this year, which we never would have got without that.
Yeah.
That was amazing. And I'd like to continue it next year if they decide to. That's great. If not, I totally understand, but it's been a fantastic experience and I am
and hopefully very, they got grateful. Value out of it as much as we did.
I hope so. Not just from us, but from others as well. But it was a fantastic experience that I'm very, very grateful for. Thank you to CB Inc. for running the hockey pool in the forums, and for Homer for running the game threads, and for everyone in the forums, quite frankly, for the game threads, because they can be, if it's a bad game, it's still a good thread. If you're not dropping by the forums, try doing so, especially if it's a bad game, because they can make the games a hell of a lot more fun. Thank you to
all the interaction.
Thank you to Alex for catering to our music requests. Much appreciated. Thank you to everybody who donated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm always humbled when anybody donates to this show, because quite frankly, it's the three of us sitting around having a couple of pints and talking hockey, and the fact that people want to listen to us amazes me, and the fact that people would like to donate money to us amazes me even more.
I have no shame, and I'll ask for more, so feel free to donate.
It's very much appreciated. Also thanks to Versature for the waiver wire, because you know, that's been several years now, and it is appreciated. And thanks to everybody who emails, calls, tweets, said hello at games, even if it's to you, because they don't know who I am.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. That's fine with me. I'm okay with that. And, you know, this has actually been a tough year, but it's actually been kind of a fun year, because it's been so different from previous ones in the way that we've been able to do what we've been able to do.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Some of the places we've been able to get into and build contacts from.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you to Rookie the dog. He's such a good dog.
He's a good dog.
He's so sweet, and he's so well trained. So well trained. He's a black lab. I mean, black labs are always going to be a cute dog. But my goodness,
I will try to tweet more from the podcast account. I was holding it more on the pan account, because I know that we try to be more positive on the call ups account, which is why it kind of went dark.
Yeah, I've been trying to do a little bit on it, but it's tough for me to do. Like, because I can't do games in real time most of the time, it's very tough for me to do. I was trying to, but I just ran out of opportunity.
And there's not that much to talk about that's positive.
Yeah, so we will work on that for next year.
I am looking forward to next year, because I'm a sucker.
I am looking forward to next year, because the direction has to be up. It can't be down.
Mm-hmm. It 10 and 45th.
It has to be up.
Trade the pick again.
So I'm looking forward to it. I have to admit, I'm also kind of looking forward to a few months away from this, because...
Oh, it's been emotionally draining.
Well, for all three of us, I think since January, life has been an absolute gong show as far as trying to be able to get here. So I apologize that I haven't been super available, but I've had an awful lot going on. None of which I want to repeat. So far, 2019 has not been a good year for me at all.
Very true.
And I'd like it to improve, because quite frankly, I'm sick of the bad crap that's been going on. So hopefully come fall time.
Hashtag Cardinal Rising.
Hashtag Cardinal is happy. That'd be nice.
Try not to get pneumonia again. Holy crap.
We don't want that. We don't want that. We'll be back in the summer.
Yes.
Or if something really, really big happens.
Yeah.
But we'll be back in the summer. So sometime after...
Carlson resigns.
Oh!
And Duchesne.
Nah. No thanks.
And unless something, so it'll be after the draft and after free agency, we'll be back to see what's going on and set up the coming season.
Got lots of ideas for guests and prospect stuff, and
yeah,
I'm sure we're going to be invited over to the rookie development stuff.
That'd be awesome.
Hoping that we can actually record out of there, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I'll have to
congratulate the Toronto Maple Leafs for winning the Stanley Cup.
No, that's not going to happen, so we don't have to worry about that.
Oh, he just changed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're stuck, dude.
They're stuck. Oh. gotcha.
Gotcha. Anything else? No? Quick housekeeping. You can email us all the time. We're always happy to hear from you, even if you're just calling us, you're just dropping us a line to say, hey, you know, looking forward to the show in summer, or here's something to think about, or whatever. Podcast at sensecollapse.com, 1-844-SU-SENS, or you can post in the forums at sensecollapse.com. On behalf of Pan and Canuck, I'm Cardinal. The biggest thank you is this one. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll see you in the summer. Good night.
What is the internal temperature of a tauntaun?
Oh, hold on.
It's about lukewarm.
Both of you get out.
Yeah! My voice is tired.